His fears are fictional, but real-life soldiers have to confront many of the same kinds of fears. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman teaches soldiers and police officers how to deal with the fear factor.
The thing to understand is that there are a cascading set of overwhelming effects that happen to people in stressful situations. And if they know these things are going to happen, they're far less traumatized by it. So the first step in preparing people for a fearful situation is just to let them know that there will be tunnel vision. The old saying, you're so scared you can't see straight. Yeah, you
like
lose
you literally
your
can't see what's in front of you?
Well, the eyes revert to what I call the default survival position. Basically, two headlight beams shining in the distance. You lose near vision, peripheral vision, depth perception. Hearing. Most people in combat don't hear their shots. Or if they do hear them, they're very muted and their ears don't ring afterwards. Hunters are familiar with this. It appears to be a stress response or even a killing dynamic. Another dynamic that happens is slow motion time. I've interviewed thousands who have been in combat, law enforcement and military, and many say they can see the bullet leave the barrel. It's not like the Matrix where the bullet crawls past, but it is where the bullets slow down enough, like paintball, that you can actually track it with the eyes and we know that it's actually happening.
So how do you teach these soldiers to deal with all of this? It doesn't like you could possibly continue to be rational.
Yeah. There is a powerful tendency to respond to combat the way you think you should respond. Now, if you've been told for a lifetime that combat will destroy you, then it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. What I teach is what I call the no macho man, no pity party. Do not create an expectation there will be a problem. But if there is a problem, go get help. We talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD occurs when there's two things, a life and death event, and your response to that life and death event is intense fear, helplessness, and horror. If there is no fear, helplessness, and horror, there is no PTSD. So from the very beginning, understanding fear, controlling fear, being prepared for fear is a vital part, and we're learning more every day.
Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, he's a retired West Point psychology professor, and he wrote the book On Combat, The Psychology and Physiology of Deadly Conflict in War and in Peace.